Hi, this is the Campcast for January 2006. My name is Tommy Feldman, and I'm the host of the Campcast. Tune into the Campcast for the latest on people, ideas, and events in the world of camp and youth development. The Campcast is the first podcast in the world for camp and youth development professionals. You probably already know, because you're out there listening, that this show is about ideas, business, and fun. In each show, we discuss topics that range from managing people and money to designing a program or telling a joke. We've had over 700 downloads of the first two shows. We appreciate your support and hope you keep listening and tell your friends. The Campcast is located on the web at thecampcast.com. At the website, you can find links to things we talk about in our show or drop us an email. If you don't want to go to the website, you can also email info@thecampcast.com. And we'll get back to you as quickly as we can. Today's show, as our first two have been, is sponsored by the ACA Young Professionals. Looking for connections in the camp industry? Want to find ways to get more involved in ACA? Trying to connect with a mentor or someone who will guide you through some of the big steps? That's what the ACAYP is built to do. You can find information at acayp.org. As interest in the show grows, so does interest in sponsorships. Looks like we might have some different sponsors coming in here in the next little bit. Let us know if you'd like to sponsor the Campcast. Today's show has a distinctly Georgia flavor as we interview Gwyn Powell of the University of Georgia, who also serves as a volunteer on the National Conference team. And we interview Becky Smith, who is at the Athens YWCA in Athens, Georgia. In the third segment, we'll talk about what the young professionals are doing at the National Conference. So here we go with our National Conference preview. All right, welcome back to the show. With me now, I have Gwyn Powell, who is an assistant professor in recreation and leisure studies at the University of Georgia. Hi, Gwyn.
Hello, Tommy.
So, Gwyn, I know you're involved in the National Conference somehow. What's your role there?
Being involved with the National Conference is one of my favorite things to do as a volunteer. I'm the chair of the National Conference team, and I always get nervous because some people say, oh, Gwyn, you're the conference chair. And to think of it as just one person coordinating something is impossible. The way the conference is designed and organized is there's a team of volunteers and a team of staff, and we work together as we're developing ideas and content and being able to then tap into the wider network of volunteers with ACA to get in lots of new ideas and experience. And this year's team is amazing because we have true veterans who have years of experience and a really broad scope in Gordy, Sue, and Marcy. And we also have brand new folks who are involved with the young professionals and involved with the business side of camp with Ian and with Sam. And then staff members who are involved, again, a mixture of new staff and old staff. Amy Katzenberger has come on as a new staff member with ACA, but she was actually with ACA 10 years ago. So she brings a history of the association plus fresh ideas and her last role as a conference coordinator for a different association. So I feel like I have the fun job of being able to look at how can we help the conference be like camp so that it's camp for the camp directors. How can we push boundaries? How can we step into new areas and help camp directors get the tools they need in order to better serve their populations?
So with this really prime team of people getting together to plan it, what are the big things that you guys have coordinated that we have to look forward to?
We're so excited about the theme this year. It's partnering with parents. And when you think about camp, in some ways at a resident camp, you want the parents to bring their children to camp and then not be involved again for a couple weeks so that the camp directors can work with the children. In a day camp, every single day there's some type of contact, even if it's just opening the car door or waving to them from the bus. And so each of us have different relationships to how we are with parents. And the ways that we can think of ourselves and help parents think of us as partners in the way that we help with youth development, that we're not just this little box in a child's life or a youth, a young person's life. The idea is that we can support the things that parents are trying to encourage in terms of values, risk-taking, getting involved in new activities, and parents can help support what we're trying to accomplish at camp by partnering and helping each other have a better window into each other's worlds. We think we can really provide a better foundation for the campers in their quest to become grown-ups. It's always a challenge to me to think about that the purpose of childhood may have something to do with trying to grow up and be able to be a different adult as you go through it, but being able to enjoy the time that we have as children and build those skills through the different play and experiences that we have.
Mm-hmm. Sounds great. The keynote speakers, is there anyone in particular that we should be keeping an eye out for? I know they're all good. So.
Well, the way it's set up is we really have a wide variety, and the idea being that we're looking at the parent's view with Dr. Wendy Mogul, and then the view of the world through the eyes of a child through Alex Kotlowitz. Some of the listeners may have heard of There Are No Children Here, a visual imagery piece that he did, as well as a book that looks at how the world looks through the eyes of a child. And then Marcia Tate is back by popular demand. She did a breakout session for us last year, and we received such great feedback from her. The goal with that talk is to be able to think about how do we get eyes to stop glazing over during staff training? How do we get in-service things that take place during the season to be more interactive? Mm-hmm. And then an amazing person looking at combating nature deficit disorder. It's something that I don't think people were talking about a year ago, but as we delve more into what is it that makes camp unique from other youth development sessions, thinking about the role that the outdoors can play is pretty amazing. And then for the big opening piece also, Jay Frankel and Bob Ditter are collaborating with a team of actors. And if you think about the conversations that we as camp directors have with parents, you know how we think of one thing, but then there's that bubble in our mind of what we're really trying to say and not coming out right?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be able to look at some dialogues that take place between camp directors and parents and hear the bubble, the can you hear me now, of what it is that the parent might really be thinking or the camp director might really be thinking and get some insights from there. And then we're trying something brand new on Wednesday morning where we're going to really engage in a dialogue of what parents think. And this is the compromise that we came up with. What we're doing is we've had a team of people who have gone out and interviewed parents, and we've had something on the website where parents can click in and tell us either why they're afraid to send their child to camp or why they do send their child to camp. And Faith Evans, who many of our members will know, is going to lead an interactive conversation where we'll hear the audio of parents and then as camp directors work through, well, what does this mean to the way we market? What does this mean to the way we communicate with parents? And how do we tie all this together? And then on our last morning, on Friday morning, we have what to me is a personally exciting thing. I don't know how you are, but I used to love looking at, and still do, National Geographic magazines. And sure, there were interesting articles, but the photographs are what grabbed my attention. We've been able to collaborate with Sam Abel, who's a National Geographic photographer, and actually claims that camp was a place where he got part of his interest in the outdoors and photography, and he's going to be able to share some photographs and his journey as a National Geographic photographer looking at the celebration of how we all believe in camp. So I think each one of them is going to be a dynamic presentation, and our goal really is to challenge the way we think about things. There'll be several sessions where we'll be patting ourselves on the back of, oh, yes, we do that at our camp. And then we hope there'll be several sessions where people go, whoa, I never thought about it that way, or I disagree with that. We don't want to do it that way. And the idea is to start a conversation of how do we partner with each other, how do we partner with parents to be able to provide the best experiences for our campers.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great conference. Actually, I'll just put a little plug in here. It's the CampCast that's producing the audio for Faith's session on Wednesday morning.
And thank you for doing that.
Yeah, we'll be out and about with microphone in hand. So capturing for ACA and for everyone to hear what it is people are saying and experiencing as they go through the conference. I look forward to it. So if I'm going to the conference, what's the best way for me to get something out of it? How do you do that?
Well, to me, the cool thing about conference is each person can approach it very differently and still get a lot out of it. I was once told that there were three types of conference attendees. They're the divers, and if there's a scheduled session, they're going to be there with their pen out, their paper out, they're going to take notes, they're going to be there. Then there are the surfers, and they surf in and out of sessions. That if they're not quite sure they're getting this information, or they want to catch the beginning of one and the end of another, and they go in between, and then there are the sunbathers. And the sunbathers are the ones who hang out in the hallways and talk to people. And there's value in all three types of conference attendees, and you learn from the informal education as well as the formal education.
I guess in that case, I'm a sunbather because I like to sit in the hall and see who passes by and talk to them. And that's, with microphone in hand, that's what I'll be doing. I hope to come back from Chicago with a deep tan. Thank you so much, Gwen. We'll see you in February. If you haven't made your hotel reservations or registered, there's still time to do that. And I think they can get that through the ACA website, right?
Exactly. And, oh, there's something else really cool on the website. Camping Magazine teamed up with all of the keynote speakers, and we have articles that are in the print version of Camping Magazine or the online version of Camping Magazine, and everybody can build a foundation for their learning by looking at the articles and being able to think about these ideas even before they come. But definitely go to the ACA's website, and don't forget, if you're a full-time ACA student member, it's free.
All right. Yep. We have a reminder for that. We'll put in our show notes as well that you can get to that through the website. To me, it's like back in college, or even in high school, if you read the assignment before you went in, you always got more out of it.
Exactly.
It was always so hard to do that. I could never get it done. I am reading the Nature Deficit Disorder book right now, and it's amazing. So I'm going to maybe take the cliff notes by reading the Camping Magazine article.
But, excellent.
Thank you so much, Gwen. We'll see you next month.
All right. Thanks, Tommy. Bye.
All right. With us now, we have Becky Smith, who has never heard the CampCast, but she volunteered to be on the CampCast without ever hearing it. So welcome, Becky.
Thank you.
Becky is a first-year assistant director at the Athens, Georgia YWCO, and she was at the conference last year, so we thought we'd see what it is Becky's interested in getting out of this year's conference. So why are you going?
Well, first off, I'm going to be a presenter for two separate sessions, so that's definitely a huge part of why I'm going, but I'm also going because I love the camp industry, and I think the National Conference is a great time. I had a fun time last year in Orlando, and I'm excited to see all my old camp buddies and meet some new ones.
Are these camp buddies you met last year at the conference, or people you just brought with you or saw there again?
Definitely both, and then some people that I went to school with and people I've worked with across the country, so either way, excited to go.
Cool. Gwen described in her interview in the first half of the show sort of three different types of conference attendees. There's those that get their get themselves to the sessions and are there at the beginning and stay there through the end, and there are those that just surf around and go from session to session, and there are those that, as she said, sunbathe, that just sit in the hall and let the rays tan their skin or just bump into whomever it is they see out there. Which one are you?
In the past, I have definitely been a diehard attendee at all sessions, you know, one of the first ones in, one of the last ones out, all that kind of stuff. Now that I am employed full-time, I'm hoping to maybe do a little more surfing.
All right, good. And what are you presenting on?
Let's see. One of the sessions I'm presenting is called Tough Situations in Middle Management, I think is the title. It's about different situations that camp directors have found themselves in and how they handled it and how we can try to prepare ourselves better for those situations that you always think will happen to somebody else, but then they happen to you. And we're interviewing different directors around the country about their experiences, and we'll be presenting some of that along with some, you know, kind of casework type stuff at our session.
Well, I'm excited to hear that you're doing some stuff on middle management, because there have been middle management sessions here in the past, and now you're picking up the ball and running with it. That's great. And I look forward to seeing it. I'll be there. So what is your other session?
The other session is called Surviving Your First Summer. And it's a Cracker Barrel discussion that'll take place one of the evenings, I think is what I saw on the schedule. And we'll be discussing ways we have survived our first summer and ways to help people that are just encountering their first summer to make it through that first rough summer.
This is the first rough summer in a new position at camp.
Or exactly. This, or first time ever, you know, in a position other than being a counselor, you know, 10 years ago or something for some people. So.
All right. That sounds like a great session. I don't know if you know this, but this show is produced by the ACA Young Professionals, or it's sponsored by the ACA
mm-hmm.
Young Professionals. So you're the perfect person to have on the show. Make sure you connect with us, and I'm sure Young Professionals will be there, because that's who listens to this show. We get lots of listeners.
Then let me throw this out there real quick. I am actually, as of, I think 2 weeks ago, the Young Professional Liaison for the Southeastern Section. So any YPs out there in the Southeast, feel free to contact me. We got to get together.
All right. And there's going to be a lot of YP stuff going on. That means that Tony got in touch with you and set that up.
Yep.
The committee's been busy, and I'll talk about that in the third part of our show. Thanks a lot, Becky, and we'll see you in Chicago.
Thank you. See you then.
So there's a lot going on at the National Conference next month. I'm particularly involved in the Young Professionals work that's going on there, and the ACAYPs have a lot going on. There are a number of evening programs sponsored by the YPs. I think the Illinois and Wisconsin YPs are contributing to Wednesday and Thursday night coffee house style celebrations in the hotel, as well as a few other things going on. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. There's specific YP sessions and a lot of social stuff, of course, and even a mentoring session. We're going to try and do some sort of speed dating, but with mentors, if that sounds crazy. Maybe it is, but show up. It'll be fun. It'll be a chance to connect, to be a mentor, or to find one, perhaps. So that's it for the show. I will see you in Chicago with microphone in hand. I'll be the guy with the microphone, so it'll be a good time. I hope this served as a good 18 or 19-minute break to your day. That's thecampcast.com. Stick around for some outtakes. You won't even notice. If you make a mistake, which I sometimes do, you can just say, let's do that again, and I'll back it up. And so there's never any issue that way. You can make as many mistakes as you want. And we did that with Gwen about five times. So. All right.